Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS speaking, expert tips for describing a family member you admire. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with describing a family member they admire. This topic is not only common in IELTS speaking tests, but also an excellent opportunity to showcase your language skills and personal experiences. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore effective strategies to help you excel in this task and boost your IELTS speaking score. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's crucial to understand what the examiner is looking for when asking you to describe a family member you admire. They want to assess your ability to use a range of vocabulary related to personal qualities and relationships. Speak fluently and coherently about a familiar topic. Express and justify opinions. Provide relevant examples and details. Now let's break down the task into the three parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about your family. Here are some common questions you might encounter. Do you have a large or small family? Who are you closest to in your family? How often do you see your extended family? What qualities do you admire in your family members? Let's focus on the last question as it directly relates to our topic. Here's a sample answer. I greatly admire my grandmother for her resilience and wisdom. She's been through so much in her life, yet she always maintains a positive outlook. Her ability to offer sage advice while remaining non-judgmental is truly remarkable. I often find myself seeking her guidance when faced with difficult decisions. Notice the use of advanced vocabulary, bolded, that demonstrates a high level of language proficiency. Part 2. Long-term cue card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a family member you admire. You should say who this person is, what their relationship is to you, what qualities they have that you admire, why you admire them so much. Here's a sample response. I'd like to talk about my uncle, John, who is my father's younger brother. He's someone I've looked up to for as long as I can remember. Uncle John is a self-made entrepreneur who started his own tech company from scratch. What I admire most about him is his unwavering determination and innovative spirit. Despite facing numerous setbacks in the early days of his business, he never gave up. His ability to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions to complex problems is truly inspiring. Moreover, Uncle John is incredibly generous with his time and knowledge. He's always willing to mentor young people interested in technology and business. His patience and genuine interest in helping others succeed really sets him apart. I admire him so much because he embodies the qualities I aspire to develop in myself. His success story serves as a constant reminder that with hard work, perseverance, and a positive attitude, one can overcome any obstacle. Uncle John's impact on both his industry and the lives of those around him is a testament to the power of combining professional excellence with personal integrity. After your response, the examiner might ask follow-up questions such as, how has your uncle's success influenced your career choices? Do you think you share any similarities with your uncle? What challenges do you think he faced in building his business? When answering these questions, remember to elaborate on your responses and provide specific examples where possible. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Examiner, do you think it's important for young people to have role models in their family? Absolutely. I firmly believe that family role models play a crucial role in shaping young people's values and aspirations. Having someone you admire within your family provides a tangible example of success and good character that feels attainable and relatable. These role models can offer guidance based on shared experiences and family dynamics, which can be particularly impactful. Moreover, seeing admirable qualities in family members can foster a sense of pride and motivation to live up to those standards. However, it's also important to recognize that not everyone has positive role models in their family, and in such cases, it's valuable to seek mentors or role models elsewhere. How do you think the concept of role models in the family has changed over the generations? That's an intriguing question. I think the concept of family role models has evolved significantly over generations. In the past, role models were often limited to immediate family members or local community figures due to limited exposure to the outside world. Now, with globalization and the internet, young people have access to a much wider range of potential role models. Additionally, the criteria for what makes someone admirable have shifted. While traditional values like hard work and integrity are still important, there's now more emphasis on qualities like innovation, adaptability, and social responsibility. This shift reflects the changing demands of our modern world. Furthermore, the traditional family structure has become more diverse, leading to a broader definition of family role models. Step-parents, same-sex parents, or even close family friends might now serve as primary role models. Lastly, I believe there's a growing recognition of the importance of imperfect role models. Rather than idolizing seemingly flawless individuals, many young people now appreciate family members who demonstrate resilience in the face of challenges and the ability to learn from mistakes. This more realistic approach to role models can be very empowering for young people navigating their own paths in life. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To boost your IELTS speaking score when describing a family member you admire, incorporate these advanced words and phrases. Exemplary, adjective, serving as a desirable model, very good. Example, my sister's exemplary work ethic has always inspired me. To look up to, phrasal verb, to admire and respect someone. Example, I've always looked up to my father for his integrity and kindness. Quintessential, adjective, representing the most perfect or typical example of a quality or class. Example, my aunt is the quintessential entrepreneur, always seeking new opportunities. To embody, verb, to represent an idea or quality in a clear and obvious way. Example, my grandfather embodies the values of hard work and perseverance. Resilience, zilience, noun, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties, toughness. Example, my mother's resilience in the face of adversity is truly admirable. Sagacious, cautious, having or showing keen mental discernment and good judgment, wise. Example, I often seek my uncle's sagacious advice on important life decisions. Examiner's advice, to excel in describing a family member you admire in the IELTS speaking test. Practice speaking about different family members and their admirable qualities. Develop a bank of advanced vocabulary related to personal qualities and relationships. Prepare specific examples and anecdotes to illustrate your points. Work on your fluency by regularly discussing this topic with a study partner or language exchange partner. Record yourself speaking and analyze your performance to identify areas for improvement. Stay informed about current issues related to family dynamics and role models to prepare for Part 3 discussions. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a natural conversational style while showcasing your advanced vocabulary and grammar. For more tips on describing people effectively in IELTS speaking, check out our guide on how to describe a person who is very skilled at what they do. This will help you expand your vocabulary and improve your ability to discuss personal qualities in detail. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.